The New York State Authority's Budget Office issued a report this week examining the Erie County Water Authority's operational practices over the winter and found what it deemed a lack of transparency and a board that passed numerous votes and resolutions despite the lack of information to make informed decisions. Flynn says based on conversations with the Budget Office, there were no apparent criminal violations, but the Water Authority reportedly resisted sharing requested documents and, it is suggested, committed civil violations as a result.
There's law regarding this acknowledgement of fiduciary duties and responsibility, which is a law that governs your obligation to file the correct paperwork with the state of New York. I don't know if that's a criminal violation or a civil violation. So I'm just gonna check into it just to make sure that is a civil violation.
Flynn was asked if his own investigation is perhaps a strategy to ensure the Water Authority does not dispose of any documents.
That's tangentially an offshoot of what I'm trying to do. I mean, what I'm trying to do here is to ensure that there is no violation of any criminal statutes. That's my main goal.
The Budget Office also recommended the removal of all commissioners serving at the time of their review. Two of three commissioners have left. Jerome Schad remains on the board, though two Erie County legislators on Tuesday called for his immediate resignation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.